Welcome back to the Fat and the Furious podcast.
You didn't give us a warning.
No warning. Oh, okay. This episode is brought to you by ADHD.
That's why I looked up like, huh?
My mind.
He's like, wait a minute, hold on.
Corey was like literally about to say something.
I was about to say something raunchy, and you were like, hey, by the way, welcome back.
No.
We're on air.
Yes. All right. It is the final episode of season two. So, we decided, since we've already done kind of like a recap video, we didn't exactly want to do that for season, like copy season one. However, we did want to make it kind of like a fun, candid style video.
Like future, you know, plans.
Future plans and then...
Tangents, because that's what we're known for.
Yes, exactly.
The tangents.
And the 32 is an interesting one, and that's all you're going to get for now.
Oh.
They get
like
no
we said,
warning.
It's brought to you by ADHD
and Google. And yes,
random car generators.
I kind of want to tell them what it is. Do we tell them now or do we wait?
We wait.
Okay. All right. That the council has decided as to your fate.
The council has
decided. You've been wanting to do that since you've seen that hammer there, and you just now did it at the end of season two. He's like, I don't know.
I don't know why we don't use it more.
Because
like,
it's loud.
That's the end.
Yeah, because it's loud as shit.
All
right.
It's already begun.
Air biscuit.
Air biscuits.
Good
God. For breakfast.
Jesus.
Stop.
All right. Future plans.
How do we still have listeners?
I know, right? Like, can we just talk about, can we give a shout out to the viewers? Because 36 listens in 1 week.
Like, that might seem big to you guys, but like,
but
oh,
the
is that,
previous,
that means a lot.
The previous number was in May of this year, right? That was, I don't, how many, 6 months ago?
Oh my god, it has been 6 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, right?
Holy
That's what
shit.
I'm saying.
What?
6 months ago, and the previous number was like 23. So they were just like, hey, let's blow that number out of the water. Like, yeah. They couldn't even see the number. They didn't know the number existed. But good on you guys.
You did it.
You did
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, gold star.
Even if you are just putting it in the background as, like, background noise.
It means
whatever.
A lot to
me.
Yeah,
that
seriously. The listens mean a lot to me. They really do.
We appreciate it.
But we hope that this one will be funny enough that it won't just be background noise.
Right.
And for all you people who put us in as background noise just because you're lonely, how's your day been? We're glad you're here.
We're all lonely. Why do you think there's... only three of us in this room.
In a man's room
it's
that hasn't been cleaned. That has been cleaned to God knows how long. There's still these pizza boxes.
Don't pull them out.
They're probably gross.
We don't talk about the state of depression.
Anyway,
okay.
We have a whole other pizza box.
I know. Oh yeah,
I can add that one to the collection.
Oh, okay. Anyways,
where's the other pizza box?
It's all the way over there. We got yeeted earlier in the day.
Earlier in the day, you mean 5 minutes ago?
Future plans, because those have definitely changed since season one.
Yeah, those have really changed.
Definitely changed since season one, right?
What
else? Future plans.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't think you were here, I don't think Corey was here for the first.
No, that was our last episode of the podcast.
I was here for the third episode ever.
Yep. And I think one more. I think
you did three episodes total, I think,
in the first season.
Yeah, but I was the first one I did was the third episode.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that we saw each other since high school.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, hey, I'm having a friend come over. Hey, I'm having a friend come over. And Ryan's like, oh, yeah, okay,
no,
that's
no,
fine.
He goes, hey, I'm going to have Corey.
Well, no,
he told me
Big Rye.
Yeah.
That's what he said, and I was like, okay. Like, I thought Big Rye was his brother.
That
so
was
I was like, okay,
when
whatever.
We hung out
know.
was previous
and
to the
walked
origin
in and I'm
of
like,
that
nickname. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hello, buddy.
Boy.
It's been forever.
And now I'm going to be one of your groomsmen.
Hey. Woo. Corey's getting married, by the way. I don't know
I have
said
no
that.
Other friends. They're not my first option.
Trust oh, me. Oh.
You guys are my only option.
Yes, we're not.
That's slightly hard.
An option.
Okay,
the option, sir.
I like read through your whole bio and I was like, oh my god,
he loves me so much,
my friend. Ouch.
All right, Ryan.
Justin.
The Subaru plans have changed
drastically.
Bye bye.
That bitch getting sold.
Bye-bye. I still disagree. But
I know you do, but
I I think that once you start to drive the car, once we put the motor in, you keep saying that,
but that's not going to make it any more true.
Am I wrong?
But you'll drive and you'll be like, it's so much fun. You'll get out of it and you'll look at it as you're walking away and you'll be like, God, you fucking piece of junk.
Yep.
And then you'll get back in it and you'll drive it.
No.
But it is, you can have that with any other car.
It's been listed on Facebook Marketplace already for a reason. Like, I understand getting a motor
for
in it,
a reason.
But it's going to be a motor that has 240,000 miles on it.
That's in air quotes. I don't know the actual mileage of the
motor. Even better. I'm so glad that we don't. No,
It has air quotes. It has 99,140 miles on it.
That's what we're telling the people on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, because it won't on the odometer.
Because he has an STI swapped odometer.
Yeah, no. On my car, it's like 140,000, but his odometer says 99,000.
Transferring it from his car to my car.
How does it look that bad for Lincoln?
Because he left it in a river. Jesus. He left it in a river.
Again.
That's what I said. That's
so
why
tell
we went
me
down
why
there.
I want to
we
keep
like,
that.
We were
I didn't
like,
know it only had that many miles.
That's what I'm saying. It's a sub 100,000 mile car that the guy wants $4,000 for with a Brembo brake kit.
You lay down underneath it and you can touch the you can put your arm up the B pillar.
Yeah.
Like just like you're like, why do I want to drive this around? You're gonna get hit and it's gonna do worse than a freaking like
a new Focus.
You're gonna be better off in a
like
smart car. You're like
at least a smart car might actually be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are your plans for a project after the Subaru if it leaves?
When it leaves, I'm trading the Jeep in and going for a IS350 F Sport Lexus.
There you go. Okay.
Because 311 horsepower.
V6 noises.
V6, very,
Toyota.
Very beautiful
Toyota.
Yeah.
Also, big letters. Toyota.
Yeah, that's like the main selling point is because I get all the features that I want.
Yep.
And it's, you know, a very nice, you know,
it's
they call it a luxury car.
It's an all-around car. It's
but
luxury.
But if I ever have to fix it, I don't
it
have to pay German
good.
Car prices.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's, I literally just...
It sounds good. It's luxury on the inside. They're kind of quick,
and
they're cheap and easy to work on, and you hardly ever have to work on.
Exactly. One of the best parts is intake and exhaust.
Yep.
Test pipes. Like a 350Z, test pipes changes the car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
torque,
I know.
Horsepower gains through the board.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guarantee you when you get underneath it, because it's a luxury car,
it's gonna be
there's probably three cats on both sides of the exhaust.
Yep.
Yep.
100%. There's probably six cats on that damn car.
So,
and then you can sell that alone and get your full exhaust system.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. So that's
that's like a Borla. That's not like a cheap exhaust. Like $730 on eBay.
I was looking at an NVIDIA Ti.
Ooh.
With true dual
Have you looked
pipes.
At? Don't go. All right, you don't want to go too much. You do
well,
like
so the reason
do
I was
like
looking,
Q300.
I was looking at the NVIDIA
like
because
it still has a muffler, but it's not literally.
Right. No,
straight
but I was
right?
looking. It's a true dual pipe. Still has a muffler, so it's really nice. But it doesn't have any drone, which is the big thing. Because
drone on V6 is a really
not
big
horrendous.
Horrendous. Okay,
awful.
Whether
so,
or not you're in an S4 or anything is
also. He sent me a video of a supercharged one.
Vortex supercharger kit, Dad.
Oh,
centrifugal.
It's 44.
Oh, it's centrifugal supercharger.
Yes.
So it's a procharger.
Procharger.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like $6,000 for the kit. But that's
but
with
it's
install.
The whole kit.
So it's not just a supercharger. It's a supercharger, the front mount intercooler, oil cooler,
the
blow off
valve, all the piping, everything. It's literally like, I'm gonna open up the book and put it on the car and drive it.
Right. Because it's only $6,000 if you get it installed.
So you're talking
without
like
the install,
four
it's like
and a half for just the kit to bring it.
Yeah.
And we can slap that thing on.
I was watching this dude.
Put the Pro Charger oil in, make sure everything's connected right,
and
burnouts for days.
Yes.
You don't have that much supercharger wine. So it's
that's
not
the
like.
Best part
but
of the
no, no, all right. You don't have. You have like.
There's
at idle. At idle, it sounds like a supercharger. When you're getting into it, it sounds like a turbo. And then when you let go of the gas, it's like.
Yeah.
You're like,
so,
oh my god.
It's not like,
it's,
you know.
It is the mixture between a turbo and a supercharger. That's that's what a pro charger is.
Yeah.
So it is a belt driven.
Have you heard them at idle?
Charger.
They just they just idle and you're like,
that's got a blow on.
God dang.
Yeah. So it's not like
second,
Audi that I was looking at where every time you get on it's like, weep.
But that's the best part of Supercharged. But
you motherfuckers were also telling me don't do that because all you're going to have is just
It wasn't me. It was him. He was saying every time you get on 81, all you're going to have is... The whole time.
The amount of like noises
that we make in this podcast. Anime moaning the entire time. Just...
Well, at least it'd be a, you know, a Japanese car this time, so it makes sense.
You know what that means? We have to get him and you stickers. Because you... Yes. Your new project is a Del Sol.
Or we just fuck that and slap a supercharger on the 4Runner.
But that's not a project. That's a daily.
Yes, it can be.
You're going to make your 4Runner a project car. No shot. What? Not a chance.
Don't do it, Dad.
No. I am not going to let... I am too good of a person to let you ruin your daily.
At least with that daily Lexus... dailies
never stay stopped.
But they can...
But I don't want it.
If you do the Del Sol, right. you can dump whatever you want into that Del Sol and feel satisfied that you're building a car. If you do that to the 4Runner, it's going to end up like the race car. It is literally, you are literally going to keep going and going and going and going until it is a fully caged King Racing suspension,
speedlocks, C-notch, yeah, like
yes, exactly. Oh, trophy. You're gonna make it a trophy. Whoa. Anywhere it wants to go, it'll go at 100 miles an hour.
And then, you know, get rid of the V6 and LS, swap it, exactly. And then just go to town.
See, exactly.
Then it's like a better Trailblazer.
This is what I am preventing.
It's a Trailblazer SS,
you
but
need
better.
This as a daily, Dad.
Yes, the 4Runner is
lift
a daily.
It, you can put everything you want on, you know, suspension-wise, tires, but don't mess it. With the rest of it.
Okay.
Just leave it
alone. Okay. How about an intake?
Yes.
All right, that's
I think
fine.
It needs an intake
and
motor and torque.
Yeah,
I don't really. I don't even want to do exhaust.
Really?
Because the 4Os don't sound.
Just get a TRD.
Exhaust. They just the 4. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Literally bolt on
the TRD
exhaust, and instead of coming out the back, it comes out the side, yep. And it's got a tip on it. But the actual muffler is a little bit smaller, so you get not even like a noise. You get more of like a grumble. Instead of like an actual,
it doesn't sound like just
audio
all fans
noise.
All the time.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not just a giant.
But at the same time, like I feel like it needs like an actual like intake.
Yeah.
For the
what
lower
that
end.
Sound?
That's what. Have you ever heard like the actual true cold air intakes?
Yeah.
When you give them a little bit of gas and all you hear is intake noise, just like, and you're.
It sounds beautiful.
It's definitely different. Like
Dad's VR6.
Yeah. Like if you're just give it a little, just like a little bit of one, and it's like, oh, you're like,
oh my god,
oh Jesus,
so much intake noise, and I love it.
It's completely different going from a car that just has like a short ram intake, like my car has, which is literally just a metal pipe with a filter on it.
Yep. Yeah.
To a cold air intake setup that's an it actual boxed like off. Boxed off in the bay. Intake that comes like from a wheel well or something like that, so it's always cold air.
Yeah.
The noise is
They make the so aerated like water sealed tight boxes, and then just like I mean, I don't want to put a snorkel on it, so I was because I'm not
snorkel, you lose power
exactly. Yep. I was thinking more of just
a cold air intake.
Like because the intake hose that comes off of it, it's like it's got a huge throttle body.
Mm.
It's I don't know, it's like a 70 mil throttle body stock.
Okay.
So it's gonna be a big hefty hose coming off the throttle body to the actual thing. So
you might as well just keep that.
Should
honestly.
Have a fair bit of but if the actual intake has a bunch of mufflers.
Yeah, that's what I was
that's
gonna
why
say.
You hear, so you literally just get like a can in, put a filter put one of the huge filters on the
cone
end of
filter.
It, call it a day.
Yeah, that's exactly I mean what, $80 for that filter?
Yeah.
And then just 100% noises all the time.
Yep. But actual project. In the future, I will return to a Subaru. I will. At some point, I will get another Subaru.
But it will be a 6-speed, and it will be an EJ.
It'll be an STI, 09 to 14.
Yep.
No questions about it.
Yes.
Yep.
That is, and you want the wide-body hatch.
Yeah.
I want the wide-body sedan.
Well, no, I just want wide-body. I mean, I don't care if it's a hatch or a sedan. I like the hatches because of... being able to have the extra room.
Trunk space, right.
Trunk space. So.
Okay, so which
body
looks
about this?
Better?
We argue about this because there's not that much more trunk space. You just get trunk height. You don't get trunk space.
Right, but I've got a 115-pound German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not going to stuff his dog in the trunk of the car.
Stuff him in there. You like your treat? Just close the trunk.
middle of the night, come out with him, just like over my shoulder, just throw him in there. I think this dude just shoved a dead body in his trunk.
Jesus Christ. Give him a little CBD
dude
nugget.
Dude just took out a mop.
CBD nugget. Here, buddy.
Just limp over the shoulder.
Yep. Sack of potatoes.
All right, so which body looks better, though? Which, if you could choose a wide-body sedan or a wide-body hatch based on looks, what would you choose? Because I think the hatch looks better.
I think the hatch looks amazing. If I were to go with a sedan, I would go with a VA STI with the EJ in it. So mm-hmm. the newest addition, just because the Raptor Eye, I think, looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
If you just slam it on its nuts and then...
There's some really clean ones around here. There's the one with it's the pearl white or whatever that the
new
one
comes in. And honestly, if I were to do a VA, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do the STI wing.
They look good without the STI wing.
Carbon actually. Trunk with the duct belt.
No.
It looks so good. No. I saw one the other day, dude. He had a carbon front splitter, carbon diffuser, and then the carbon trunk with the duck bill on it.
And you just get your big old Cybon, like, huge
hood.
Yeah. The big old scoop on her.
Now, I'll tell you what. There is a white one that comes to the meat.
And then you wrap it in auto gray.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
Oh, my God.
I'm all for that, honestly.
With some TE37s.
Yes. Yes.
See, now we got you on board.
Okay. Well, so
not, so first not you have to have the $7,000 set of wheels,
right?
And yeah. Like a $3,000 wrap.
Yep.
And then the
all the
$900 trunk, the $1,200 hood,
yeah, the diffuser, yeah. So yeah,
the duck bill.
So we're looking at, like, a good $10,000 before we even get into, like,
the
power bolt-ons.
Yeah, or the you're car. You're going to be stock interior, and it's going to have all this shit on the outside and no
power. Have you ever seen any of the, like, Need for
so
Speed
like
underground games where, you just, like, oh, yeah, side skirts and this and this and this and this and this to make your car look cool as, a five-year-old.
And it's a rating of, like, 85.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this thing looks so badass. And, like,
you go
literally
to
ride, stock neons are passing you, and you're like, oh.
So, like, any BRZ ever.
Yes.
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 Cool.
Yes.
Even the boost.
No, I mean, realistically, I think if I were to get, because I want to get this Lexus just because.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I think I need something with a little more utility space, so I think I would either go with a hatch, or I was also thinking, because that one dude wanted to trade me that T100, we just go for a full-on
field truck.
Yeah.
Trophy truck.
Trophy truck.
Yes. Yeah. I am 100% down with like a 95 Ranger or like a T100 trophy truck. Small truck, huge suspension,
and
huge tires.
They make the whole fiberglass kit for the T100.
Well, it's either that
they
or
make
just,
them for the single body Rangers too.
Yeah. That or we just do what,
but
Donut Toyota. Didn't, high low it. Find ourselves a 2004 Tacoma.
We could, what would be a good thing for the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
A high low.
Yeah, but I don't want to copy Donut.
I don't want to copy Donut either, but like,
well, who's going to do the high?
I broke.
Yeah,
you broke.
We all
broke.
Broke. Yeah,
that's it's going to be like high-ish
sponsor
and
us.
Then like,
sponsor us.
No.
High-ish
we're not going to call
then
it
then broke.
In order to not copy Donut, instead of high low, it's just going to be low low.
Actually,
low and lower.
We could do a
like Dumb and Dumber,
like a $1,000 build, or like a $1,500 build.
Yeah.
Then we already have the Del Sol.
That's what I'm saying. We get another Del Sol. We do.
We're
two
not gonna
Del
find
Sols.
Another Del Sol for $300.
No, not for $300.
I mean,
we're gonna
sure
find. We're gonna find Del Sols for dirt cheap.
Yeah,
right.
Or you know what
price
we should do?
Price
we
of car aside.
Del Sol versus Festi.
Festiva?
Yeah, Dad.
No way.
The little itty-bitty hatchback? Fortune Auto makes coilovers for the old Festiva.
I don't know how I feel about that.
If we're doing a Del Sol, like a Del Sol is so light, dude. So light.
It's the lightest
Civic
chassis that they made.
But what I'm saying
is... It
is
lighter than an
EG
hatch.
That's what I'm saying. It's
yes.
Like me, you, and him could pick it up and move it around the garage if we had to.
We could just do crackhead builds.
Festiva. Come on.
Festiva versus Neon.
You see the old country
no,
guys
neon.
Like, I do all the math. And then they got the little Festiva.
better than Neon. That's just like literally Neon versus
Cell Soul. So hold up. I have a little story. It'll only be like 5 seconds. I don't believe you. It was the other day. It was the other day in town. I'm in the work truck. I'm in this Duramax, and I don't know. It sounds really good when you actually make the Duramax sound like it has a lope. So I'm sitting at this light, like.
I used to
and this
that.
Grand caravan in front of me, you can see all the crap in the back of it.
The one that's straight piped?
No. It's like a new okay. Grand caravan. And I'm like, you know, the first light we leave, it's like he neutral dropped it. I don't know what happened. All I hear is, and it chirps a tire for like maybe 2 seconds, and it squats to the ground and gets to the next light, and it doesn't leave the next light, and it squatted. It went and then and didn't move, and I think he blew the trans out of it. And all I do is just and go around it in the right lane, and he just. Pull it over. I'm like, he blew his trans out of it. Being an idiot. I know it already. But all you hear is him just, you hear that V6 rev up, and he just puts it in drive.
Poor car.
It literally, like, the rear bumper went, like, so close to the ground. I was like, oh my God. I was like, what is that? And he did it the second time, and it just went.
And just stayed
and
down.
Didn't move. It squatted to the ground and then just stayed there. And I was like,
he blew
that trans right out of it. I already know.
Dude, I was in the Mustang yesterday. And for those who don't know, we have like 3 or 4 vehicles in the shop right now. So we actually had to get rental cars. You know, who would have thought? And my mom got a Forester with the X-Drive.
Ooh.
Right?
X-Drive.
Right?
Fancy.
And my dad, we went yesterday morning at like 9 in the morning. He was like, yeah, they have a truck ready for me. We're going to go pick it up. Yep. I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, you have to be there in order to put your name on it. So
right.
I was like, all right, I'll go with you. So we went and we show up. And
what's wrong with your dad's truck again?
Ryan hit a deer.
Dodge.
No, it didn't. No.
It didn't. It rammed.
Oh, no.
Dodge it, ram it. Mopar.
But, so we pull up.
Write that down. That's the next tagline.
Oh, yeah, right. If you can't ram it, or if you can't dodge it, ram it. So we got there, and they were like, yeah, we don't have a truck. The only thing that we have available on the lot are a Land Rover Discovery or a Mustang, like, stock. No GT, no, you know,
V6
automatic drop top, because, you know, some white girl.
It's a drop top?
It's a soft top.
I lost all respect.
That's what I'm saying,
I already had, like, 2%, because I was like, you can still have fun in it, and then it's a drop top. Nope. It's like buying a drop top ZL1. It's like, what are you doing with your life?
It is literally the white girl car.
Oh,
right.
100%.
It's like, Daddy brought me a Mustang!
Yes.
Out of high school car. Exactly.
Cherry red, with the stock wheels, with the fucking drop top. You would imagine, you know, that it's the daddy's money.
Yep.
Mustang for his
when
little
it's daddy's money, but not enough money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Daddy, I want a Mustang.
So
too expensive, baby.
I
want a Mustang!
Okay,
fine.
Right. So we chose that. Over in Land Rover Discovery.
Somebody go with Discovery.
Same.
Oh wait, no, hold on.
We have a feeling.
No,
about
it wasn't.
That.
It wasn't a Discovery. It was a
Land Rover. Period.
Fuck. What was it? It's the one size bigger, but not the Velar. Yeah, it's one size bigger than the Velar.
That'd just be the Range Rover Sport.
No, it wasn't a Sport.
The LR4.
No. No, there's the Evoque, the Velar, the Sport. It was the Discovery that looked like a Bronco Sport.
That'd be the LR4.
Okay, then yeah, that.
Yeah, it's just the Land Rover LR4.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
The,
that
the
one.
LR
yeah, was,
standing for Land Rover.
It was gross. It was disgusting.
I actually
okay,
like those.
So we said no. We'll have the Mustang, and then the people in front of us walked outside and picked up an F-250. Brand new titanium edition F-250.
Oh,
we were like, "The fuck happened there?" They were like, "They got here before you." We're like, we had it on reserve. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, yeah. So we have a we have a 6-cylinder Mustang sitting outside in the driveway right now.
I don't know
now.
If that's something to brag about, Dad.
It's not. It doesn't. It one wheel peels and it doesn't like it.
Okay.
No, it doesn't like it. It's like yeah, the video. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't like it. I never will. It is gross.
Yep.
However, the seats are comfortable as fuck. I will say that. The seats are fucking comfortable as shit. My project, right, or my future project.
It's a Subaru that you've been working on for the past 3 years.
I thought that just went in the trash bag. I was about to shit my pants. That would have been funny as shit. No, my future project is going to be an E46.
His balls have disappeared.
See, but here's
he's already,
the, here's
he's already
the thing
forgetting
that,
how to use all right, a turn
signal. All right,
and he's already forgetting how to use a turn signal.
blenders. His blenders.
Yep. His blenders.
Your blenders are on.
Blenders are
on. No. But here, I don't need turn signals for an LS swap drift build.
You are just correct. Do a 36, Dad. I just
gross.
Told you. You can
gross.
Find a 2-door E36 for $3,000. You cannot
gross.
Find a 2-door, not an M3, just like a 325i.
Coupe.
E46
five
coupe.
Grand.
$5,000-$6,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
just
sell
to
the,
tear it down to pieces
and
put
it
out.
Sell the motor for $3,000. Because everybody's looking for an E46 motor. Straight six.
What?
100%.
Different motors, Dad.
The straight six out of the E46?
100% different.
No, I'm not talking about the M3. I know that the M54 is completely different from just the standard 325i motor.
What?
People blow them up all the time. You think nobody's going to want to buy a BMW straight six that's in perfect condition?
Did you say V6?
Yeah.
Straight six.
Straight six.
And did I say V6?
He did.
When?
They can attest.
When?
They were like, who's not going to buy a
no.
BMW V6? I'm like,
timestamper didn't happen. How about that?
I can't see the damn
exactly,
time stamp.
Exactly. Time stamper didn't know. You fuck off. This is my desk. I want to do a drift car. I need a V8. I need it to be in an E46.
Buy a GTO. Oh.
You like Jose's GTO.
No, I like GTOs, period.
I like GTOs,
even
too.
Even though they've ruined
like,
all the car meets around here.
There's only
GTO
one.
Fags.
There's only one GTO.
Okay, there used
to
be
you
four.
You can't say that, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's
rude. All the country boys rolling around in their automatic Camaros thinking they're, like, bad...
Right, bad to the bone.
Bees. And,
you can say, you
bitches.
Can say bitches.
Okay.
We're just trying to avoid, you know...
Getting canceled.
Okay. Cancel call.
You cannot be... You cannot be vulgar on this family-friendly podcast.
Motherfucker.
Why can't I?
Because Mom said no, okay?
I'm chilling, Mom. But it's all the GTOs around here that are ruined.
Yeah, but he also has...
Right in the middle of...
Yeah, but the thing also has like 800 horsepower, and he's on Mickey Stickies. So like,
who told you it had 800 horsepower? Did he tell you?
No, am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Aaron's CTSV.
Yes,
that's what I'm thinking of. It's the CTSV.
He was a 5.7 straight piped with a 50 shot or a 150 shot through the little 5.7. And he detonated it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. No, he doesn't have that anymore.
Oh,
he detonated it. I think he was in like fourth gear, almost red line, and put the 150 through it. And it was like almost at red line, and he put the 150 through it, and it tapped red line one time and combusted.
Done.
Yep.
Jeez.
Look
at
this!
Why would you do that? Red line?
Like literally.
Look at all the silver confetti.
I think he thought that he was gonna like punch it, and it was gonna have a second for him to shift, and it didn't. He was just like, boom, and it just gave all of it had all at
and
one
this
time.
This is why idiots shouldn't use nitrous.
I will tell you, anything at red line plus nitrous being pushed into it is going to explode.
Nitrous is like an extra, 1,000 to 1,500 RPM on tap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want to hit it at like $3,000 to get a little extra torque in the mid-range, run it all the way out to red line, let off, and then shift.
Yeah.
You want it in the
and
low.
And then push that button back down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what you want. You don't want to just like at the top of your gear because
then boom, and it just literally
exactly.
Oh my god. Did I show you the video of the dude that put a 100 shot in his Jetta?
Yes.
Did you see the video of the dude that put a 150 shot in his, I want to say it was like a Corolla, and then left it on the limiter in park until the bottle was empty? The motor seized, cooled back down, and then started back up. Yeah, exactly. Toyota. He was like, for literally like a total, I want to say he was on the limiter for like 5 minutes, and then hit the bottle and was just... Right, and he was like, "Oh man, okay." And then he like left it, and then the next day he was like, "All right, well, let's see the damage." And he was like, "What the fuck?
It's turning up!"
Exactly.
Toyota.
Why you make cars so good?
Oh man,
you just can't get to the filter.
I was also looking.
Can't get to the fucking.
Eventually,
I cannot get to the motor.
Getting a Lexus GX 70.
But see, when you get the X in there,
all-wheel drive.
I know it's the GX is the Land Cruiser equivalent.
Oh, you're getting big.
Oh yeah, SUV.
Yeah, it's as a vehicle.
I would get an older like GX 470.
As an SUV, I wouldn't even get a Lexus, dude.
Really?
Honestly,
it's literally
literally a Land Cruiser.
Well, it's literally a 4Runner / Land Cruiser.
Yeah, it's the V8 out of the Land Cruiser.
Oh, it's
same
the
V8? As that V8.
2UZ.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's literally the 4.7 million mile motor.
Yeah. Okay.
That, you know, you lift it and just up a mountain.
I saw some with.
But would you do that on a Lexus? Or would you do that on a Land Cruiser?
I will say, it looks.
It'll hold up the same the Land Cruiser.
Yeah, I know,
it
but
looks
like
so
body
good.
Wise.
Wait, well, because here, let me find one. Because.
I mean,
I saw a dude do an Overland build on him one though.
Oh yeah, I've seen a bunch of the Overland builds because they're all over the 4Runner pages too.
Yeah,
but it's like, yeah, I understand. Like you're gonna hurt, you might hurt your Lexus, but at the same time, those are the guys who are like, I have 50 grand to blow.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, why didn't you buy a TRD Pro? Because they're too nice. You're like,
Oh right,
Lexus.
Exactly.
Sorry.
But you can get the you can get the old like the. I think it's an. I think they were LX 400s or something, weren't they?
The GX 470.
Yeah, GX 470. You can buy those for relatively cheap now, actually.
Like 10 or low, less.
That's not bad.
And they'll go to, you know, 750,000
I see that as like a mom car. So whenever I
well,
look
so
at
I saw
it,
one
no, like honestly, like the body lines look mom car-ish.
It's,
yeah,
it's
you know
the
what
exact
I mean.
Same
it's
as
not,
the Land Cruiser.
It
that
looks
generation.
Like a fourth gen.
Yes.
4Runner.
Yeah,
and I was never a huge fan of the 4th gens, but it looks so similar to the 4th gens, I'm just like, ah.
Yeah.
I would rather have a 3rd gen 4Runner or a 5th gen.
I don't
gen.
Know, man. It looks...
Yeah, but that's with, like, ADD bumpers and skid plates and rock
what
sliders.
What you don't realize is that bumper is every bit of, like, $2,300.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's, yeah.
However, Jared knows how to weld, correct? Well,
yes.
Enough to stick two pieces of metal together, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doubting his welding ability.
For one of those that you assemble yourself.
Oh, you're talking about the one that they used on Hilo.
No, because they didn't use one on Hilo.
Like AFAB.
No, they made their own.
No. I'm not talking about low truck. I'm talking about high truck.
No,
high truck, they had to weld all of the underskin.
No, that was
themselves.
The skid plate. No, this is, you can get a whole bumper kit. A whole front bumper kit that has all the punch outs, everything ready to go.
You just weld them together. Yeah.
But the only welder he has is at his work. So he would literally be building a front bumper at his work.
You just take it over to Winchester Metals. I know they do them over there.
Oh, okay.
How much?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Gentlemen, is it time?
Yes.
Is it time?
Is it?
Yes.
Do we have anything else to discuss?
I don't know.
YouTube channel.
Ah, all right. I know we've been saying this every episode for the past 5 to 6 episodes.
However, been more than that.
Yeah, I know. It has been a very, very long time coming. However, we have videos ready. The only thing we need now is to pay for it.
Yep.
And then we have a YouTube channel.
Yep.
Ready to go. So, I want to say it's FNF _ media. Same thing. Technically, it might not even be... It might not even be active yet because we haven't done anything with it for so long. But we're going to work on that. and coming here within the next week or so, we will have YouTube videos.
Yep.
So.
Several of them.
Several of them. Not all at once. We'll probably do like a once a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks or something like that.
While we figure out an actual content schedule.
Yep, exactly.
Because we need to find other sources of content.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because, you know, we all broke.
We all broke.
However, it is coming.
Promise. This is for sure now.
Yes, promise.
If you want to donate
to
see the videos, let us know.
Of course.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Of course, everyone wants to donate. Everybody
hit
has
us up
know,
on Instagram.
Right?
We'll come get it. It'll be like delivery.
Is that a wheels?
Oh. That looks pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
But that's the GX460. That's a new one.
Yep.
Anyways, on to the 32. Now, this 32.
Switch it over, let me see it.
You don't get to look.
It's called the untitled bracket.
I know. The untitled bracket, because we literally had our phones pick the cars in this bracket.
We each searched random tuner car. Random tuner car, random vehicle, and then cars.
Yes. Yeah. And we clicked search and then clicked images and scrolled down to a random part in the Google search.
Yeah.
And picked a bunch of random things. That's why we said this episode is sponsored by ADHD. Random things, not just cars. There's boats, there's motorcycles,
there's
off-road vehicles, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, Sea-Doos, jet skis. Yeah, this is trucks.
Four-wheeler.
This is just tangents to 32.
Yes.
Tangents. Which one 32. Is better, hence?
All right.
Which one would you rather have?
A saddle.
Spoiler alert, damn it! Alright. Round one. We have.
Don't even have a horse, just a saddle.
Woo! Just a saddle.
Just sitting
on a fence.
You're sitting in your garage.
Oh my god.
The STI wing just. Woo!
Oh my god, I broke it!
A 92. Our table is broken. A 92 D series single cam Civic coupe.
Not the EG hatch.
With Lambo doors.
The
on
coupe. With Lambo doors.
Stuff.
Sure.
Hashtag you can. Hashtag Wackchester.
Miscolored body panels. All of them have rust on it.
Or.
It's like a ghetto Harlequin.
The Volvo 850R.
Station wagon.
Station wagon. That's yeah. the aerodynamic straight five turbo brick.
Yep.
850R. Yeah. Lambo doors didn't win everybody over.
Versus a five cylinder with a turbo.
All right, the Freightliner 3500 series of tractors from tractor and trailers.
Tractor trailers.
Yeah, or the 2010 Dodge Attitude.
I don't even know what the Attitude is.
I don't either, but I want a Freightliner.
I want a Freightliner.
it's not the Freightliner we're thinking of.
I want Jake Brakes.
Oh, it's not?
That.
Oh!
It's a freaking, oh. It's like an old.
It's a transport van.
It's like a Ford Transit.
Gross. I thought it was
Dodge
like
attitude.
A.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Dodge Attitude.
Before we make up our minds. Let's look at
the
what
attitude
Dodge
has
looks
to
like.
Be atrocious in order for me to choose a Freightliner.
Oh, no.
Because I bet you it has
it
a Mercedes
like a,
motor
that's,
in it.
That's a Kia Sorento, Dad.
It looks like a Kia Sorento.
I'm going to choose the Freightliner.
I'm going to go with the Freightliner.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It looks like the old, not Sorento, the Sonatas.
Yeah.
No, that's Hyundai. No, you're thinking of the Kia Rio.
Yes.
It looks like a Kia
Rio. Yeah.
But they put like a Dodge Avenger bumper on it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right. Up next is the 03 Opel Vectra.
Also known as the Chevrolet Vectra.
Or a saddle.
Horse not included.
A saddle. Because a saddle is considered a vehicle, according to the Google searches.
You could put a saddle on a cow. You could put a saddle on a camel. You could put a saddle on
an
alpaca.
At that point,
he knows from experience.
Any animal becomes your vehicle.
You could put a saddle on
a large dog.
Ride your large dog into battle.
You climb on top of a bus and throw the saddle up top there.
Did you guys hear about ginger fucking an ostrich?
Did Do I want to?
What?
Letterkenny.
Oh my god.
Look an up, ostrich look up, went to my mind.
Look up the Vectra. Because I want to say it looks like garbage.
Opal. Like
actual hot garbage.
Vectra. It looks like a Chevy Impala.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not as bad as that. Yeah, we'll give it to the Vectra.
Opal Vectra.
That is absolutely way better than...
Oh, but the possibilities of a saddle, Dad. Oh, that's a tough one.
Okay.
I already know, though.
So, the 2002 Toyota Tundra... Long bed King Cab, the
4.7
ugliest freaking truck ever produced.
Hold up, the 02 Ford F-150 is the ugliest truck
ever
made in existence.
I don't know, Dad.
Have you seen a long bed King Cab Tundra?
Okay, but all right, they look decent until you put the step side on those Tundras, and then they are horrendous.
Well, yeah, because I mean that doesn't look bad. That's a normal.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Then it's not. That's not the one I'm thinking.
But
of.
I'm thinking of the 07. Step side.
I'm thinking of the 07.
The step side looks like if someone took a PT Cruiser, and just like put a tailgate on it and slapped it on the back of a Toyota.
It's horrendous, dude.
Tell me that's not exactly what that looks like.
Oh.
It's ugly.
That's even lowered and on rims.
Yeah. Somebody was like, yeah.
Someone's like, you know what would be a really great project? This horrendous piece of shit.
At least it's got the million mile motor in it.
Or.
Yeah, but do you really want that going for a million miles?
I mean, it's
Do you really want to see that?
It's a field truck. You know what you do? You paint it camo and you take it out through the woods and you go get in your hunting blind. That's
no,
all.
You know
nobody
what you
ever
do
sees
you
it except for the deer. And when the deer sees it, you just.
You know what you do is you take the bed off and you replace it with a flatbed.
There you go. You got a million miles
of
flatbed.
Put a bed cap on it and it looks somehow even worse.
O2 Tundra.
God, it literally looks like a PT Cruiser stuck.
That's
to the
what
back
I'm
of
saying.
It. It's literally a PT Cruiser.
Or a 2000 Buick LeSabre. LeSabre, yes.
LeSabre.
LeSabre.
Bertha.
I'm gonna take a Bertha.
Well, yeah, because you owned one.
It's got a couch in the back. You got a 3.8 fucking V6 front-wheel drive.
I don't want that, no.
Nobody wants that.
I want to do front-wheel drive burnouts and then sleep in my car for 6 months.
That is very personal.
All right. 90.
Frumpy.
95 Mazda Miata or the 2004 Arctic Cat Sabre 600. That's a four-wheeler.
I'm going to turn a Miata into a four-wheeler first.
Now, honestly, some of the Arctic Cats don't look too bad. This one, I think, is one of their utility four-wheelers.
Was the Arctic Cat Sabre 600?
Sabre 600, yep. Or the Arctic Sabre or whatever.
No, that is not a four-wheeler, Dad.
What is it?
It is a snow machine.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, that's even better.
I'm absolutely having a fucking. I'm absolutely having a snowmobile.
You can, you know, you got a three-cylinder
snowmobile. 100%.
You don't even need to use it in the snow. You can use it in a desert.
No,
dune riding.
What
that.
We're saying is they will literally, if you change the back tread on it, will drive across lakes.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the,
I know.
They did an experiment on that, and then they did it with a 800 horsepower desert truck, and the desert truck went across the lake too.
Oh my god.
They were literally just like, whoa! All the way across. But it wasn't just like a trophy truck. It was like a nitro meth, like humongously built LS. On, meth. And it was absolutely nuts.
On meth.
Yeah. All right.
Packed a pipe full of meth and drove across a lake.
Nissan
180Z. We're talking about the driver, not the truck.
The 180Z by Nissan or the John Deere Gator.
Gator.
Now, if you...
Utility, Dad.
If you
utility.
If you asked the 5-year-old Justin or the 7-year-old Justin this question, it would have been the Gator. Because that's all I wanted to drive when I was at my granddad's work when I was 7.
I
want to drive a Gator.
Now they have the 6-wheel? Is it the six-tire?
Yeah, they have a six-tire one.
It's the six-wheel gator.
That's tough.
I know.
Because you got, well, like,
this is the gator. That's just, you know, gator.
That's the gator.
Yeah. Football practice. You know, exactly. They bring out the water to you.
Yeah.
Or if, water boys. Yeah, but then there's that one.
The extreme. Yes,
that's what we were talking about.
I'm hauling truck.
The six.
I'm hauling wood in my truck, but I can't afford, you know, an O2 Tundra.
Yeah. or a 180Z. I'm going with a 180Z.
Yeah.
Gator.
You're on crack, but okay. You're on just as much crack as that one dude who drove across the water.
Yep. Do we want to make Gator win?
You guys are... Are you serious?
Because 180Z is just going to go to the top.
Gator. Gator!
Gator! That's meta-knowledge, though.
Gator done!
That's meta-knowledge.
Gator done!
Gator done.
Gator done.
The Multipla.
The Fiat Multipla.
The Fiat Multipla, or the Evergreen. Yes, the one that got stuck in the Suez Canal. The ship.
The transport barge.
The transport barge. Evergreen.
Multiple.
I would take the Evergreen.
Let's
and
go with the Evergreen.
I would sell
it. Yeah, you sell the Evergreen.
I would sell the Evergreen.
Maybe
for
we do a better job driving it to where it needed to be.
Multiple millions of dollars for a freight ship and then buy whatever
we'll
I
just
want.
We'll just have the freight ship fully loaded and then hold it hostage. Get even more money for it.
Oh my god.
Alright, the 08 Sea-Doo GTX 155, that is the...
Is that the supercharged one?
That is the supercharged one, yes.
The Sea-Doo.
The Sea-Doo, the jet ski. That's what it is. It's a jet ski. Or the MTT Turbine Superbike. That is a street bike with a helicopter motor in it.
Oh my god, are you biker boys right? Oh no, what is it? What is the movie called? Torque. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
There's a movie called Torque with that motor and that bike in it.
Yep.
And he's facing like it's like a chopper on like nitro meth and a turbo, and he's catching up to it on one of those. And he starts it up, and he's just like, it's an old movie, but it's really good. Mm-hmm. I want to say
the Turbine Superbike was like an 2003. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
What's his name? Jay Leno has one.
Yeah, Jay Leno has one. Yeah,
Jay Leno has one. Yeah.
Exactly. And, dude, hitting the starter button and hearing, like, a helicopter startup sequence. You're like, oh, my God.
And it looks
and it's crazy as fuck. It's a 7-inch pipe.
Yeah.
By your right ankle.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that shit.
That's one of the new ones.
Yeah.
That's not even the old one. Look at, like, 03.
Well, this is the Y2K, is what they call it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's the Y2K. One. That was the one in Torque.
Yeah,
so
look
at Y2K.
Look at that thing.
That's the one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that thing is massive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I want to say it hits, like, 270 miles an hour or something like that. I mean, there's no torque to it. It's a one speed.
It's
right. You just throttle and go. There's no torque, but you are a missile once you get up above 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'll have the MTT. I think I'll have the Superbike.
I'm taking the GTX.
You're taking the jet ski?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a jet ski than a Turbine Superbike.
You just gotta be careful you don't take anyone else with you on it. Because if they fall out, their rooster tails are eviscerating their insides.
Okay. The Harley Davidson Dyna.
Sons of Anarchy edition.
Or
Sons of Anarchy, yeah.
Snot Rod from the movie Cars.
It randomly came up on
my
phone.
I was
like, random cars. And I had like 8 pictures of Snot Rod. I was like, I have to put it in there.
You want to just be like, yeah,
yeah, exactly right. I'm having Snot Rod dog.
Yeah.
I'm having Snot Rod.
The Dyna, though.
The Dyna's a clean bike.
Do you want to ride around like fucking Sons of Anarchy, Dan?
I would rather ride around Sons of Anarchy instead of ride around catching the flu all time.
Yeah.
I don't want to catch
the flu. The one that is deathly scared of motorcycles.
Yeah. I'm not deathly scared of motorcycles. I just know I'll fucking kill myself on a dirt bike.
It's literally... You pain me.
I swear. Harley Davidson on the road does not involve jumps.
Neither does dirt bike on flat land.
Dirt bike, I will find a jump because I know myself, and I'll be like, "Yo, I can ride the switch now.
Okay, so your own stupidity is what will kill you.
Yes.
Not the dirt bike.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is with any motorcycle. You're going to be like, you're going to see one of those, like, car
I can hit this and then die.
Boom, and
back.
Then the truck's just like, just takes you out with it. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to take the Dyna. I hate to say it. Just to paint it the black and roll around with my vest on and be like,
you just need to grow out your hair and you look like Jack Taylor.
100%. Just put it all backwards.
Yep.
The Pontiac Aztec or the 09 Hino 165?
Aztec.
You know what the Hino is?
Nope.
It's a box truck.
Oh my god. Aztec.
He's like, my answer does not change. In fact, it is cemented.
It is the same motor in the Aztec that's in Bertha.
It's
the 3.8 front-wheel drive.
Let me get this straight. You want an Aztec.
No, I don't want one.
You
willingly... Over the Hino.
I would much rather be able to put all of my friends in the back of a box truck and
just
build
it
to be like a livable space and overland it.
Overland a box truck. Like...
Whoa! Everybody in the back's like... Ah! It's just like flying around.
Well, I'm saying,
you can overland an Aztec.
Stop. What?
Come on.
I ought to slap you where you sit, bro.
It's an Aztec.
The only thing you do
with
the Aztec...
Dude,
actually, no.
You know what you can do?
You know
what?
You could make the box truck a toy hauler. You could have a kitchen in it. You could have a bathroom in it. You could have a bed space in it. And you could park your, like, Razor or your dirt bikes.
You would have the ultimate Halloween costume with the Aztec. Walter White.
Oh my god, no.
No.
Yes!
No. The only
roll
thing
around
you do.
With like a meth lab. But, you know, quote unquote meth lab. And in your Aztec, you'd be like, I'm Walter White. And, you know.
The only thing you do with
take
an Aztec
whatever.
Is push it over a cliff and then claim it for insurance.
Yes. Or commit arson.
I'm going with the Hino. I'm going with the Hino strictly for the toy hauler.
I'm also going with the Hino.
Okay.
Strictly for the toy hauler. The Google car or the O2 Yamaha V-Max, which is a supercharged 1300cc V-Max.
V-Max, 100%.
That's
one of my favorite bikes.
100%.
Like,
it's so sexy. 07 Jeep Commander or the Suzuki Samurai?
That's such a good pairing.
Samurai.
Samurais. Even though they're terrifying and they'll probably kill you.
Yes.
I'm gonna put a 13. I'm gonna put a 13B in that thing.
Oh my god. Alright, a CRF 250F dirt bike, which is literally the Honda version of Jared's bike down in the shed.
Yeah.
Or the Plymouth Prowler. I'm gonna have the CRF.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
CRF.
Have the dirt bike.
What the fuck is this list?
And
why are there so many bikes on this
list?
It's
only going to get worse as time progresses.
the last one I'm so happy about.
2013 Buick Encore or the Lexus IS250?
IS250.
No. Hell
no.
Okay.
Kidding.
I was about to say it. You would have a straight three. Chevy, right? Buick?
Yeah.
Chevy?
Yeah.
GM. A GM straight three. No. Not a shot. There's no chance. Not over a Lexus IS250. 05 Scion TC or the first gen Dodge Neon. It would be a Plymouth Neon.
Scion TC.
I think
it's got a
right.
Camry motor in it.
You are correct.
The little 2.4.
My answer.
95 VR6 or the Citroen Cactus.
Cactus.
Fuck off. The VR6
you know
all day long. VR6 all day long.
You don't want to go with the Cactus just because his name is Cactus?
No. All right, back to the top. Round two. Volvo 850R or the Freightliner 3500? The Volvo.
850R. I swear our Instagram is just going to be like, I'm not going to have any context. It's
just
going to be
pictures.
Two pictures of like a Freightliner and a VR6.
03 Opel Vectra. Or the 2000 Buick LeSabre.
Buick
LeSabre.
Bertha.
The John Deere Gator or the Arctic Cat Sabre 600. I am having a snowmobile over a Gator.
Yeah.
100%. The Evergreen versus the Sea-Doo.
Sea-Doo.
Evergreen.
Evergreen. Sell it. Make whatever money you want.
I think we should include a rule where you can't sell the thing you choose.
Yes. If that is included, I am doing the C-Doo.
The C-Doo 100%.
You don't want to like just produce even more memes by... like,
getting it stuck in random locations.
Just start running into shit.
Like, oh, my oil spill.
Create an Instagram of all the places you get it stuck.
Why did my oil spill?
Harley Davidson.
With the Evergreen, we're recreating the Titanic.
Oh! HD.
Like one of your French models.
The Harley Davidson Dyna or the 09 Hino.
Dyna.
Hino.
Dyna.
Really?
Okay, if I have the Sea-Doo and all that shit, I'm going to take the Hino. Just to have done it. Meh. Right. Put it up in the back of it, close the door, and take
it's
it.
It's got a drop gate. It has a lift gate on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, literally anything you want, just bzzz, right into the back, and then you have a kitchen, you have, you know, your fridge, and
or,
all that
or
stuff.
Or, you get a trailer hitch,
for
and make the
your
box.
Dyna? For your dyna?
No, not
for your dyna.
<We're> no. Going, grum,
grum, and you tow... your kitchen and your Sea-Doo with your dyna.
At least we didn't pick the Evergreen.
Yeah.
Evergreen.
It's not, you're just doing a burnout on the dyna. It's not even. I'm going with the Hino.
Hino.
I have
no, what I was
to
trying
Hino.
To say there was you put a trailer hitch on the Hino and you just make the box your like living space. And then have
and you
a,
have
a
toy
trailer.
Hauler behind it.
Yeah.
See? Okay. Big brain.
What motor's in the Hino, though?
I have no idea.
It has to be... It, I swear to God, if it's like a... If it's like a... what the hell is the Ford? The V10? The Triton?
Oh,
if it's
God.
A Triton, we've been wrong this entire time.
if it's Hino, a Triton, period. V8
what?
Or V10.
What was it? The Hino what?
The Hino... 165. 2009. That is entirely possible that it's the Triton, the Ford Triton.
Is it a Ford?
It's entirely Ford. Possible. Because the Ford V10s are what are
or
in the big
like
buses.
The lift cab. Is it of like an actual truck front or is it like a lift
no,
cab?
No, it's a truck. It's a truck front. So it might be a
Cummins. Engine manufacturer Mercedes.
Oh, is it diesel or gas? It would be diesel. It would have to be diesel.
Diesel.
Let's see. Engine.
02 VMAX or the Suzuki Samurai? I think the Samurai would be a little bit more fun to work on
but
and
V-Max.
Do things to, but the VMAX would be a more fun vehicle overall.
Yeah, just like, just don't even move. Just put it in second gear.
Hold the front brake right there.
My dad had, whenever he was working at Coleman Power Sports in Chantilly, he was the builder and tester. Right, so he would get the new bikes in and then he would build them and test them, and he said that he was doing like 130 down some highway one time and he cracked the throttle and the rear end just stepped and held right where he wanted it to, just to be sliding down the highway straight in a drift on a V-Max. It's
goddamn.
So much, yeah, just to be able
it's
to,
amazing.
What, how did I, at 130 miles an hour, leaving a black line behind you at 130 miles an hour is fucking nuts. That's nuts. That's,
I'm going to have a VMAX.
Yeah.
Or a
Samurai. Alright, the Lexus IS 250
yeah.
or the CRF 250.
Hino is Japanese.
Okay, so it's Japanese built.
With
Mercedes.
It's diesel.
Powered.
Probably diesel.
100%, it has to be. So, Lexus IS250 or the Honda CRF250.
CRF.
I'm having the dirt bike.
Yeah.
I'm...
And then we're going to pull it with the Hino.
05 Scion TC or the 95 VR6.
VR6.
That's
the only option here.
VR6?
Yes.
Scion TC.
Really?
All right, 2.4 Camry motor or the...
2.8
VR6 12 valve. 5-speed.
My buddy Juan had one and it was pretty quick.
The TC?
TC.
Yeah,
TC.
I mean
they're pretty quick. I don't mind the way they look either.
Not horribly at all, but at the same time,
it's like not a Mark III.
Of a Mark III.
Yeah, that's what I was I was going to say. It's definitely not Mark III.
You can buy a Hino 165 for $14,000.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you can buy one for $14,900.
Is it right-hand drive because it's Japanese?
No, no, I'm pretty sure they just...
This I would do like a K truck, slam it on its nuts and haul all my shit with it.
All right, on to round three. Volvo 850, or you better be choosing that, or you're wrong. Or the 2000 Buick LeSabre.
LeSabre.
Volvo.
Volvo.
Ah, traitors. Yeah. Are we having a jet ski, or are we having
jet ski,
a snowmobile?
Or I'm having a three-cylinder, hold up,
screamer.
A three-cylinder, two-stroke, screaming ass.
I'm having the Arctic Cat. I am 100% having a snowmobile over a jet ski. I would much rather be able to go out and play in the mountains than where in the ocean on
a jet ski. There's no chance of eviscerating your internal organs if you fall off the back of an Arctic Cat.
False.
What about
that? I'm saying if you fall off the back of that Sea-Doo, that jet's going right up your butthole and eviscerating
your entire thing. But you gotta think, you're off throttle at that point. I've been flung off the back of a jet ski doing 70 miles an hour on the water, and when I say I skipped three times with my dad on top of me.
My mom nearly broke her back off one of those. Jeez. She fell at the back again doing 70 miles an hour and skipped across, and she couldn't move for like a week.
Yep. I'm going
with the Arctic Cat.
100%, man. 100%.
So I can't find anything on what?
VMAX.
Hino or VMAX?
VMAX. VMAX.
I want to be able to haul my toys.
I will find something else to haul my shit. I would rather have a VMAX. If somebody was standing right in front of you with a VMAX, redlining the shit out of it, or standing over there with a Hino going, and they're like, hey, put your shit in the back. Which one are you going to do? You're going to be like, see you later, I'm getting on the VMAX. I'll see you next month when I drive all the way to California and back.
But it's got an Allison transmission.
Hino.
Oh, it's got an Allison.
It's got an Allison. I gotta go with the Hino. It doesn't matter what type of power you put through it. It has an Allison. I would much rather be able to haul my VMAX or anything else for that matter, because it's not just a box truck. It is a huge. What's the space in the back of that thing?
I'm trying to figure out what. Let's see. Hino.
Cargo.
165.
Space.
Cargo space.
I found the balance. A lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot, but there's like, there's no like easy way to figure out anything about these trucks.
No,
I don't know what it is.
It's all in Japanese.
Well, no, it's not that even that it's all in Japanese. There's just
nobody cares.
Straight
up, nobody cares.
So we'll just
nobody's like. Look up the stats on an 09 Hino, dude.
Right.
I'd love to have one. But people are definitely like, look up 02 VMAX burnout.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's like, oh my god. Nobody's looking up a Hino.
Yeah,
it doesn't actually have that much torque either. 440 pound foot at 1500 RPM.
So it only revs to 2 grand.
It is a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Plus, you also have to worry about Mercedes reliability.
On
the old
diesel
motors, and the old diesel motors, I'm not a worry. Yeah. But the new diesel motors...
210 horsepower turbo diesel.
210 horsepower?
440 pound foot.
It's a four-cylinder, I guarantee it.
Okay.
I guarantee it's a four-cylinder diesel.
All right, you want me on the VMAX?
VMAX, baby! Oh.
VR6 or CRF250?
VR6.
I think he's right. VR6.
Me.
Round four, Volvo 850R or the, oh my god, I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Snow machine.
Snowmobile.
Yes, mobile. Snowmobile.
Snowmobile. Snowmobile. snowmobile, 100%.
Okay, so I know this is not going to be in there because we're choosing a snowmobile, but A50R or VR6?
850R. Straight 5 turbo. Take it out.
VR6 track car.
Take
You can't
out.
Track an 850R station wagon. But the only you thing you're going to do to the 850R is you're going to put a rear diff out of a GTO in it, and you're going to put an LS in it, and you're going to put a T56, and you're going to drift it.
No.
100%.
No. My 850R, I'm taking the motor, and I'm selling the car. I don't give a fuck how much money I make. I can make $1
and
off the chassis.
And then you swap it into the GTI.
Oh, ah! No. He's like, I like the way you think.
You're like, no. Please don't do that. Yeah, I'm definitely going Arctic Cat. All
right, bye, Volvo. VMAX or VR6? VMAX.
Okay. Say it louder, Dad.
Say it louder. Let everyone understand.
Volkswagen. Say your choice. Say it.
Mine is Volkswagen, but...
And the finals is, would you much rather have a snowmobile or a supercharged Harley?
Okay, well, a three-cylinder two-stroke... Or a two-cylinder VMAX.
Have you seen the videos of the dudes that are taking these motors out of the Arctic Cats and putting them in
golf carts,
buggies, like off-road, like Honda Odyssey style?
And they're putting turbos on them.
Yes,
they're taking. Yep. They're taking three-cylinder two-strokes, putting turbos on them, and then running them through the desert.
Look at the horsepower
at like 11,000 RPM.
On the 04 Arctic Cat Saber. I want to know how much power that thing's making, because I promise it's double, if not triple, what that VMAX is making. The VMAX is probably making like 140 horsepower, but the torque number is through the roof because of that supercharger.
Yeah.
And it's a V.
Yeah.
They're just torquey bikes.
Let's see. 2004 Arctic Cat Saber Cat 700 Six. EFI LX. It's a two-cylinder two-stroke with 140 horsepower.
Okay.
Is that the Saber 600?
That's the 700.
Oof, so it's not the three-cylinder.
The three-cylinder's the 1000s, I think. Or the 1200s or whatever.
Yeah. Let's see, Sabercat 600 horsepower. Ah, it's a two-cylinder two-stroke with 118 horsepower.
Okay.
On the 600.
All right. And look at the VMAX.
Let's see.
O2.
VMAX. Horsepower. Ah,
102
horsepower.
Oh, less horsepower still,
and weighs a lot more.
Yeah.
I don't know. VMAX with the solid wheels. Yeah. They're not spoked wheels. They're solid wheels.
Yeah, but like at
and
the
a
same thick ass time,
rear
you gotta,
tire.
You got to think that there's a belt. There's a rear swing arm. There's front forks.
Okay, but
there's...
can you jump a VMAX?
No, but that's just because of the suspension setup.
You can jump an Arctic Cat.
Right. Because of the suspension setup.
Right as it sits. Yeah, if you jump me out, it's going to bounce before it actually lands.
But, Dad, it looks so good.
The VMAX, 100%. I love VMAXs. But I think I would have much rather have an Arctic Cat.
I think I would, too.
Honestly.
I think the CRF. I mean.
The CRF is already lost.
I know. VR6.
All I'm saying is we could have had the Evergreen.
We could have had the Evergreen, but ladies and gentlemen, this is the final.
We have to go back.
Go back.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Someone found the DeLorean. We have to go back.
You found the DeLorean.
Arctic Cat.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said? Someone find the DeLorean. We have to go back.
Jesus Christ.
We should have thrown the DeLorean in there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get rid of the Evergreen.
Out of this shit show, apparently we all would rather have an Arctic Cat.
We would all much rather have a two-cylinder, two-stroke, 600 Arctic Cat.
115 horsepower through a big old belt.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, like... post up on Instagram a picture of a Hino 165. And the caption is just going to be, send help.
Send help! Send help! What a shit post if I've ever seen one in my life. It's literally just a picture. picture of a box truck that says "Send Help." That is such a shit post.
Oh, what the fuck was this episode?
Oh my god, this was the final episode of season two. That's what this episode
was. What a banger!
Was, right? I know. Hey, all I'm saying is I had a lot of fun filming this episode.
Oh, for sure, but I don't know what the fuck just happened over the past hour and a half. Like, if you asked me, like, yeah, what you guys talk about, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, right. Not a goddamn thing.
I'm just sitting around with her fingers up her butt.
Send it home.
Finger pop me to the day's house.
I'm going to go home. Carrie's going to be like, oh, what was your 32 about? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Honestly,
I was going to tell you.
Not a thing, honestly. Not
you
a
know
thing.
How I have ADHD?
That, yeah. You would just have to listen to the episode to find out. Well, that is... We are now 30 episodes in. Yeah, is that how you feel?
Can't believe Steve Jobs died from Ligma.
Who the hell is Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs.
Ligma balls.
You sent me that video at like 3:00 in the morning.
I know, dude, that was so fucking funny.
I wake up and I'm like, oh, I got a Snapchat from Justin at 3:00 in the morning. Ligma balls. What?
Boosh.
Bitch, I just woke
disintegrates.
Up.
Disintegrates, I love it. All right.
I just love that it was Poe.
Yeah, doing the
wooshy
finger.
Skadoosh.
The wooshy finger.
Lick my balls.
All right. Thank you guys so much for another whole ass season.
Thank you for coming back and listening to this shit show every week.
Yeah, I know, right? I know that, you know... I went back and I paid attention to all of the episodes. We could have been done with this season 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Four whole ass weeks
ago. Yeah,
we
could have, Justin.
Oh, I love life. It's great. Yeah. Like, it's great.
Yay.
All right.
I love how we started off this season so organized. We're like, you know, we're going to get, you know, like 3 episodes knocked out a day. That way we have some little buffer zone. And we're getting them out before 1 p.m., and now it's 8 p.m. on the last episode of the season, and we're, like, just finishing this.
And it went from organized to, hey, let's randomly generate a 32 and see what the fuck happens.
We have plans for this. We're going to do, like, tuner cars.
I know, but those would be better for next season, I think.
Yeah.
I think those would be better for next season.
Next season, we'll do our car updates first. Because when the next season comes out,
hopefully.
I will have a 4-cylinder.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Which you still haven't talked about, even though I tried to get you to talk about it in the beginning. So now you all are going to have to wait until the beginning of next season to figure
we'll
out
sound
what...
We will film a video on it in the meantime.
On the purchasing.
Yeah.
The purchasing, how about of the clutch install?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you need to
and the
show the
job. That we're going to be like...
Yeah. We're totally just gonna redneck this and just rattle can the whole thing.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
And
no,
I'm
no.
Gonna,
what
I'm
color?
Gonna get one of those 1320 headers that comes off the motor and then out the bumper.
Yes.
On a single jingle.
Yes. Tune in at the beginning of next season to figure out what the car is. If you paid attention earlier, we said it.
Tune into the next episode of the next season.
We're gonna put
to
horse
find out
carriage
if we're in jail or not.
On it. Like, and we're gonna do burnouts.
We could do burnouts on like some
spares,
stockies,
the
yeah,
spare
some spares.
Tires, the real thin bicycle. Yeah.
We should try to source a bunch of donut tires, like spare tires for that car.
But we have a resident dude that has a bunch of donuts. However,
why don't we just drive it around on donuts.
You turn it and then it goes and it flips. Put a cage in it and literally leave it alone and beat the boss out of it.
Yes,
dude. Fuck the fender, dude. You know what that could be?
Take the airbag out of it.
It could literally be. The little tiny 80cc four-wheeler that we have down there. No matter what happens to it, it looks like trash, but It will always run.
We put off-road coilovers on it.
I'm telling you, I think the game plan needs to be is we make this the biggest shit show in all of Winchester and roll up to every meet with it.
We should, we should rear motor swap it.
You know what we should do?
Rear motor swap it?
We should do...
It has the biggest trunk.
We should do that.
We should put a front and a rear.
No, there's a guy that's already done that.
VR6s.
Nope.
No.
Stop! No! Stop!
What?
Come on! That's too nice.
We can find 12-valve VR6s.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Inline 5s.
Pause. No. No.
Too much motor.
Stop. Too much motor. However.
Another D series.
An 04, an 04 Arctic Cat Sabre 600 two-stroke motor.
No.
It'll ripping apart the front tires, and then you put the other one in reverse, and it rips apart the back tire, and then you're literally standing still doing a burnout. Big brain.
It is screaming. Unless it detonates when you throw it in reverse and drop the clutch at red line.
You know, I think that might be a way above our, you know, collective engineering prowess.
Prowess, in air quotes.
The prowess.
No, but, yeah. We have plans. You'll see it on the YouTube.
We should 2J swap it.
No.
Why not?
No. Because
short wheelbase, 2JZ.
I'm telling you, you need to make it a yard car.
I don't want to make it a yard car.
If you put a 2JZ in it, that's all it's going to be.
You know what I'm going to do first before I make it a yard car? I'm going to literally just lift the car up, take the springs out from underneath the car, and set it back down. Put a big old spacer in there.
Why?
And then just set it back down on the ground, and it's going to be like this close off the ground, and you're just going to get beached on everything. And then we'll just...
Pulling into the gas station. I'm stuck, I need help! The first upgrade you need is tow hooks front and back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, man! I got a tow strap, you want
to
help me out?
Backs the Subaru up to it.
Did you hear? No, alright, so when we were moving the first time, funniest story. We're moving the first time.
Try not to say what it is. Try not to say what it is. In this entire story,
it doesn't even involve this. Okay, you said Subaru. And drop it.
Oh, okay. Different. In the Subaru. Coexisting with the Subaru.
It's Tyler's Subaru.
Okay.
And so I pulled this 20-foot U-Haul truck back into the yard because we were loading it up, and it rained the night before.
Oh no.
It's stuck. Yep. Stuck. Like, just...
Yep.
Rear-wheel drive only, not moving an inch.
Yep.
And I'm like, Tyler, I don't know what to do. I had Bertha. We hooked Bertha up. It did nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just...
Yep.
I'm like, all right, just give it a little bit. I'm like, I'm not giving it any gas. What is it doing? It's just spinning. So he unhooked it, and I'm like, you're going to have to try. And he's like, okay.
And it just stalls.
And he's like, oh, no. It pulled it like 2 feet. We were like, oh, it's going to do it. Oh, my God. So he starts it back up, and he rides the shit out of the clutch. Just... And pulls it out. Not all the way out. And it hits like the dip because it's asphalt and then it's the ground and it hits the dip. And he can't get it over the dip.
The car. Because
it hits the asphalt and rolls back. And hits the asphalt and rolls back. He can't get the truck over it. So he, once again, and we're like, he's still bouncing it. Like, 8 PSI, 10 PSI.
He's just dun, dun, building back.
And just... And pulls it out the whole time. It's jumping like a cat. Like, the front wheels spin and then grip. And then the rear wheels spin and then grip. And then the front... So it's literally going... It's the funniest thing ever.
That's awesome.
And he gets out and we're like... Clutch.
Leave it running.
Leave it running.
Leave it running.
Put your foot on the clutch.
Right.
What are you doing? Oh, funny shit.
Well, there you go. Another season down. That is, what, 64? Or, no. 60. 60 total 32s, even with the one that we did, the double. That is still...
Would it be 60 32s?
Yeah, because we've done... 30.
It'd be 30
32s. Yes, you are correct. What are you doing?
Technically 31 32s.
No.
Because we had two in one episode.
Yep, but we didn't have one the episode before that. Yep. And I even thought about the one where we lost the 32 in the middle of the episode. We were like, well, hey, guess what? We have to redo this one. So I didn't count the original one because we only got through half of it.
Yep.
So. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Are you having fun?
I'm just starting it
up. I've worked so hard on that. I hate you.
Now you are in.
I hate you so much.
Really going to complete it, though? No. Like, let's be honest.
Literally, I thought that there was a way to do those. We're going off on another tangent about a Rubik's Cube right now, just in case anybody's like curious. I literally read that if you do this enough times, you go forward and then turn the top to the right enough times, it'll solve itself. It's like
forward
millions of times. Forward once, yep, forward, right, forward, right, forward, right, forward, right, forward, right. It'll eventually solve itself. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know how many times it has to happen.
Like, there's an algorithm that you can look up and it'll tell you how to solve it.
Yeah, I know, but like, I want to do it the hard way.
I want to be sitting here for the next 12 years.
Indeed. All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and cut it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we will see you all next season in the next one.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
Tiggle bitties.
Yeah, that's the final. That right there. Tiggle bitties. That's it.
Ready? Who doesn't like tiggle bitties?